Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park Training Camp right around the corner. But some work to get done before then. That includes answering some of your questions for this week. So let's get to it. Question number one comes from Matt. With Treadwell in the mix and Diggs too, how is Teddy's deep ball looking compared to last year? Well, the receivers aside, Teddy has made some improvements throwing deep passes. We heard that from quarterbacks coach Scott Turner in our interview with him, which is up on the website right now. But Teddy has been looking good in the offseason, and I expect he'll continue that in training camp in the preseason. But remember, succeeding with the deep ball is not just on the receivers and the quarterback. You need pass protection as well. All of those things have to come together in order to have a deep passing attack. Our next question comes from Gary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We have so many good young linebackers on the roster. That makes me wonder what Chad Greenway's actual role will be on the team. Well, Greenway is entering his 11th season. He is a bona fide leader on and off the field for the Vikings, but he's still a great producer for the Vikings as well. Remember, he was a starter in base defense last year, and I think he will be this year as well. But both Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr missed some time because of injury last year. Greenway was the guy who stepped in and filled the role of those two guys. So Greenway's still a valuable contributor on the field as well as a great leader off the field. The next question comes from Jeremy. How will the Vikings be when Adrian Peterson retires? Will the team be built to succeed without him? Well, that's not a fun thought to think about football life without Adrian Peterson. Hopefully we'll have him in the fold for a while yet, and hopefully he'll have a great season just like he did last year. But whenever you face the chances of playing without a player, you need to be prepared for that. The Vikings were somewhat prepared for that in 2014. They still won 7 games without Adrian. You have to give credit to Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman for building a roster that can still compete even without star players. You saw the defense do that last year when some key players were missing late in the season. I think with a young Teddy Bridgewater still on the rise and about to enter the prime of his career, this team is going to be able to compete and score points on offense even without a star running back. The next question comes from Patrick in Atlanta, Georgia. I feel the Vikings locker room is as good as it gets. That alone will win games needed to take them far into the playoffs. What are your thoughts? Well, I agree with Patrick. The Vikings do have a great locker room with good leaders and great coaching. But they had that last year, and they still weren't able to win a playoff game. So leaders are great, and locker room synergy is great, but you still have to get the job done on the field. The good news is the Vikings are returning a lot of last year's players, plus they've added some talent to the roster like Alex Boone along the offensive line, Andre Smith too, and then draft picks like Laquan Treadwell, Mackenzie Alexander, and David Morgan. I think all of that will let the Vikings put one foot in front of the other in 2016 just like they did last year. Our next question comes from Dennis in South Carolina. Will the Vikings leave the outside webcams on so we can see everybody tailgating and everybody going into the stadium on game day? Well, you get to check that out for the 2 preseason games and for the Vikings' first regular season game. But on September 18th, the webcams will come down. We are building a new practice facility in Eagan, so maybe we can put some webcams up around there so you can follow that project as well. If you haven't yet done so, make sure you check out the Vikings webcams, which are monitoring the stadium and giving you a look at that beautiful facility. You can find that on the Vikings app or on Vikings.com right now. Our last question comes from Jim. How and where do we get tickets to training camp in Mankato? Good news, Jim and everyone else. Training camp's free. Come on down to Mankato any day during training camp and you get in for free. You can catch the Vikings up close and personal on the campus of Minnesota State University, Mankato, the Vikings training camp home for the 51st time. They are great hosts, and we encourage you to come and check it out. And we encourage you to stay tuned to Vikings.com from now up until training camp and throughout training camp. Of course, we'll be your home for comprehensive training camp coverage, but in the time leading up to that, we still have some great content to give you, including assistant coach interviews and voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, and I go back and forth on some of the teams in the NFC North to see what their seasons could look like. All of that and more right now on Vikings.com. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We'll be back next week with another edition, so make sure you send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.